This is a, it seems kind of fairly straightforward, the gospel, something that Mary just saw Jesus and didn't recognize him, and then he said, go and tell the disciples. But one thing I was really struck by was the way Jesus describes himself. It's quite profound when you really hone into it. It says, she knew them, did not know. Said, Rabuni, Master, so Jesus said, don't cling to him, and tell them that I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. If you go back to the start of the Bible, the first books, and the way that God reveals himself to his people, he usually says that I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Moses. I'm the God of etc. He associates himself with his people. He gives them a name that is connected to them. And here he says something that's even more profound. He says, "I'm your God. You know, I'm yours." It's quite a significant interaction that Jesus, when he rose, even though Mary didn't recognize him at first, when he said her name, she recognized him. And then his name was, "I'm your God. You're my people." It's this profound interaction, right? It's now the victory of what has happened on the cross, and what Jesus is for us now is that he's ours. He's our God, and we're his, and that he calls us by name, and we're brought into this relationship that is to extend to the whole world, that's to extend beyond us to the whole world. Now, the first reading as well, it kind of has a really beautiful truth that we shouldn't move on. How does it extend to the whole world? How does this relationship, this filial, this familial relationship between us and God and us and him, how does it extend to the whole world? Well, it's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. When the people heard Peter preaching, they were cut to the heart, meaning they knew him. They knew what it was true at the deepest level of their being. They were touched at the core of their being by what was spoken, that Jesus was victorious and his Lord. That cut them to the heart. And they were brought into the family of God by baptism. See, when we're baptized, we're actually united with God. That's what the Bible says about baptism. When we're baptized, we're baptized into the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. And we're baptized into the church. We become part of the church. And when we become part of the church, okay, we're getting a bit theoretical here, but we actually become become the history. We become part of that history, the mystical body of Christ. The church is a body of Christ. So when we're baptized and brought into the church, we take on that history. We take on the body of Christ, continuing from Jesus, and then we're also in the Spirit. We're connected to him in a mysterious way. We're connected to what happened on the cross happened to me. We died and rose again with Christ because we're connected to him in the Spirit. It's this amazing reality, it's connection. So when Jesus rose and he said to Mary, "I'm your God, you're my people," you know, this is a real statement. This is not just flowery language. You're mine. I'm yours. You're connected to me. This has been won. This is an amazing statement. Something to remember as we move forward in the Holy Week and as we reflect on what the cross has won for us, what the resurrection has won for us, as we look forward to the rest of the Holy Octave. Amen.